First up, let's go to Bjorn Baker joining us this morning. Morning to you, Bjorn.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. We're awaiting the field numbers for Saturday. You've got a couple of key entries, and you've also barrier trialled a couple down at Kembla this morning.
Yeah, I have. No, it's I've had a lot of luck trialling out of Kembla trial, so it's pretty handy to Warwick Farm. It's not too far away, and by all accounts, they went well.
What's the thought with Addictive Nature? It's won the trial down there over 800 metres. What's the thought about her trialling heading towards the next race?
Yeah, it's he's going to the Ming Dynasty on the 26th. So over the 800, he was able to sit off and get home. It gives him a bit of a trip away. And just 3 weeks between runs, it keeps him ticking over nicely. And Bonnie O'Reilly, this is in preparation. She's going to run on the 26th also in a 1,200-metre race. So she's actually trialled at Kembla and trialled well there previously. So I think it's a formula that has worked for her in the past.
Okay. With Addictive Nature, you just feel just the nice little trial, as you've explained it this morning, got home nicely, is just the right thing to do before that Ming Dynasty. Were you happy the other day with the run?
Yeah, I thought it was a good run. I think at the time I was a little bit initially disappointed, but the way the races played that day and the times and everything sort of stacked up pretty well. I think there was probably, if anything, a stronger breeze in the first race of the day. It actually died down as the afternoon went on. So I think the way he led, it was a pretty hard day to lead full stop, and in particular in the first race. So I think we can push forward to the Ming Dynasty with a fair bit of confidence.
Yep, okay. Now, Bonnie O'Reilly, as you say, went around in that barrier trial also at Kembla. What have you got in mind after the Brisbane preparation?
She's just going to go on a Benchmark 95 1,200-metre race on Saturday week, and then we'll look at the Scirocco 1,200-metre stakes race, I think, on the 9th of September off the top of my head. And yep. I think there's the Golden Pendant over 1,400 a couple of weeks after that. So it's a pretty good preparation for her, and really happy with how she looks and how she's come back from Queensland.
I guess Queensland, you've just got to – it's an interesting start with the Benchmark 95, but we know how good the horse can be too.
Yeah, she can, and she tends to put herself in the right spot in races, and she's got a pretty good record, and hopefully she can, I think if anything, she looks stronger than she's been, so hopefully she can show that this time.
Yeah, fantastic. We're waiting for those field sizes to come out for Saturday from Racing New South Wales. Have you accepted with Champagne Cuddles?
Yep, she's in there. I think she's one of a few. It doesn't look like it's going to be a good field, but it will be stacked full of quality, so it won't be an easy race. Her two trials have been good. I thought her second trial was much better than her first, but I've got a very high opinion of her. I think both her wins have been very good, and I guess there's nowhere to hide for her now, so we'll find out come Saturday.
Yeah, she seemed a bit sharper in that second one.
Yeah, I think so. I think she probably wasn't at the top of her game with the first one, but she looks in great order. She's primed and ready to go. I think the 1,200 will suit nicely first up.
Okay, we're just getting it here. Silver Shadow, there's only five lining up in the race, mate.
Yeah, not too many in it, but I'm sure they're all pretty well-credentialed fillies. So I think that probably, if anything, tells you how strong some of the fillies are going to be, because a lot of people don't want to have a throw at the stumps, but what's the point?
Yeah, exactly. Imposing Lass, how have you seen her two trials coming back into the weekend?
Yeah, I think she's trialled well. 1,300 first up, and the toy show is probably going to suit her. She's a quality mare. She's always consistent. She's won 5 of 10. A big pedigree update with her, with her full sister, of course, being Bonneville. We won the Australian Oaks.
Yep.
By all accounts, she's going pretty well. But looking forward to getting her back to the track, and whatever she does, she will improve on.
The stable's got, you build up, mate, and see where they take you. But at the moment, you've got three or four there. And I noted yesterday a late entry went in for Goodfella in the Caulfield Guineas.
Yeah, he's probably coming to hand a little bit quicker than we thought. He has had a tie-back operation, which is unfortunate. But he's trialling on Friday at Rose Hill, so we'll get some idea where we're at. He hasn't been seen since he was probably an unlucky fourth in the Magic Millions 2-year-old race. So looking forward to getting him back to the track.
Yeah, exactly. You scratched Song Like from yesterday to run today. Suitable 1100 today at Canterbury?
Yeah, I think so. She's in great order. She's third up. She got beaten by a very good filly last time, and there's a bit of a gap to the third horse. So she's always promised a lot. Once again, it's not an easy race. There doesn't seem to be any easy races this time of year. You've got a stakes-performed horse in the race and a couple of very smart trialists. So it's definitely not a gimme, but if she can win, we may look for better options afterwards.
It's interesting there. I mean, the format of Alizé, I mean, it'll run on Saturday for Godolphin. I mean, that run the other day, it wasn't too bad, was it, when you look back?
Yeah, it was a very good run, and I'm just glad to see no Godolphin horses in the field, because the last two times we've been beaten by them. So I guess that's one positive. And looking for, she'll put herself on speed. Drawn one's probably always is an advantage at Canterbury.
Yeah, exactly. You got Erythea and Louboutin also in their races today, Bjorn.
Yeah, both in good order. Both ridden by Jean Van Overmeyer, who's riding really well. He claims three, and I think they've both got the inside draw. So they've got three in all the inside draw today. Mm. And Erythea's going particularly well. Her last two wins have been very good. She's had a little bit up her sleeve, and she gets the 3 kilos off. So she'll jump and put herself in the first three or four, and I'm sure she'll be very competitive.
They'll be all competitive today. The rail's in the true at Canterbury, so it will be interesting to see on a good three how it does play. Good luck, mate. I hope they all run well for you, and good luck over the weekend. You've got some nice horses coming back, and let's hope they run right up to their very best.
Brilliant. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Bjorn. Bjorn Baker joining us there. Now, those field sizes, the Warwick Stakes, there are eight lining up in that race on Saturday, seven against Winx. So the field is Winx, Ecuador, Fox Play, Red Excitement. Then we've got, let me work this out, Allergic, Antonio Giuseppe, Inference, and Harper's Choice. So they're the eight. So Invincible Gem, Who Shot the Barman, and Zambar were the ones that didn't accept this morning. So Foxplay is in the Warwick Stakes.